This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Around the world, there are continued signs of solidarity with American protests against police brutality and racism. Australians in support of Black Lives Matter movement to raise awareness of the mistreatment of Indigenous Australians showed up in the tens of thousands Saturday. It comes as authorities were still trying to mandate social distancing, with the coronavirus still a major threat to society. A last-minute appeal at the New South Wales Court of Appeals allowed a rally in Sydney, where several thousand people marched chanting Black Lives Matter. Protesters took to the city's main train station among a heavy police presence. Some were seen dousing liquid in their eyes after being pepper sprayed by authorities. Inspired by the death of George Floyd, who died in Minneapolis, many protesters wore black masks with handwritten "I can't breathe" signs on them. Floyd's last words, which have become a rallying cry worldwide for the Black Lives Matter movement. Also in the heart of London, thousands of people rallied to support U.S. protest against police brutality. They waved placards and chanted, "No justice, no peace, no racist police." The rolling global protests reflect rising anger over police treatment of ethnic minorities. The British government had warned people to stay away because of the threat of coronavirus. Huge crowds gathered at Parliament Square, making social distancing impossible. Later, protesters stopped traffic as they marched towards the American embassy. In Berlin, several protesters were arrested as thousands rallied against racism and the death of George Floyd. Police said a small group of protesters had injured a policeman by throwing stones and bottles at him. Again, protesting continues around the globe and in the United States in the wake of the death of George Floyd. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg appears to be softening his stance when it comes to changing the social media giant's policies that allowed controversial posts to remain on the platform made by President Trump, which some critics said fueled the fans of racial tensions during a time of great civil unrest. Without offering any specific, Zuckerberg in a Facebook post made a partial concession, writing, "We're going to review our policies allowing discussions and threats of state use of force to see if there's any amendment we should adopt." Adding, "We're going to review potential options for handling, violating, or partially violating content aside from the binary leave it up or take it down decisions." Zuckerberg has been receiving pressure by critics and backlash from employees after he defended a decision to leave up a Facebook post from President Trump containing the message, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts." Many saw the post as a threat and a throwback to state-sanctioned violence against protesters during the civil rights era. The pressure only intensified as other social media companies like Twitter and Snapchat took steps this week to rein in Mr. Trump's post that may have been false or misleading or appeared to incite violence against protesters. According to the U.S. Transportation Department, the United States plans to issue a revised order in the coming days that it's likely to allow some Chinese passenger airline flights to resume in the United States. The revised order, however, limits Chinese carriers to 2 weekly flights to the U.S. This cuts in half the 4 weekly round-trip flights which Chinese passenger carriers have been flying to the U.S. This is the latest move in the twists and turns between the two countries during the COVID-19 pandemic. Since March, China has been implementing the 5-1 policy, which controls the number of international flights and reduces pressure on the first entry point. Later on, the Civil Aviation Administration of China said it sought to keep international flights per week under 134, including necessary ones to repatriate Chinese people studying or living abroad. The world is quickly approaching another COVID-19 milestone, being just shy of 400,000 confirmed deaths from the virus. The U.S. still has the highest number of deaths at nearly 110,000. The number of global infections is more than 6.8 million. The U.S. has more than 1.9 million cases, but global health leaders are raising concern about how quickly Brazil has overtaken the other countries and now sits at number 2 for the number of infections and number 3 in the number of deaths. More at VOAnews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.